Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I'm going to wrap up the conversation about how to get your home ready for the wet season with just a few last topics. I want to first talk about the importance of making sure that rainwater moves away from your home. As I mentioned before, gutters are critical in that they can make sure that rain that runs off your roof does not drench the side of your home, but you also don't want the water coming out of those gutters, or any rainwater for that matter, to flow under your home or to pool around the foundation of your home. This can lead to moisture under your home, and that can result in mold and other problems. So it's a good idea to walk around your home to look for areas where water flow away from your home has been blocked. Honestly, I usually wait until the first good rain because then I can directly see what's going on. And it's amazing how often I find something that's changed how the water flows away from my home. Sometimes all it takes is a gopher mound to block a flow path or a wayward soccer ball that plugs up a culvert. And every house is different, of course, and the drainage is really different in a rural setting versus a suburban setting, but the basic issue of blocked drainage can happen with any home, and once that flow is blocked, then water can pond around your home or even flow under it if you have a post and pier foundation. Now, it turns out that blocked flow paths for rainwater can also impact how vulnerable your trees are to being knocked over by the wind, because it can soften up the soil around the roots of the tree, and this can result in the tree falling over with the root ball attached. So keep an extra sharp eye out for situations where you have a new drainage problem that results in soggy soil around a big tree. But trees can also be knocked down by breakage, so either the trunk can break or a large branch can break off. And even though this is not a, you know, literally a wet season issue, we all know our storms often bring rain and wind. And here's the thing about trees. They keep growing even if we're not watching them. So just because a tree in your yard has not fallen down during past windstorms, that doesn't mean it can't fall down in the next windstorm. Also remember that every windstorm is different, and it may be several years between times that the exactly wrong wind speed and direction impacts your home, and your tree may have grown tall enough during that time to be more exposed to that higher wind. So also walk around your home and look for trees that have gotten really large so that they could impact your home if they topple or shed a large limb. And of course, this is an area where it'd be good to get a professional to help make that assessment, especially if it's your neighbor's tree that has you worried. And this is because it's not as clear as you might think regarding liability if your neighbor's tree falls on your house. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.